From the InterNetwork studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Gordon Program. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Right, Long Island, New York. A driver evaded authorities in a high-speed chase. This culminated in a jaw-dropping plunge off a 100-foot cliff into Long Island Sound. So apparently, the pursuit began in response to a domestic violence call.
Yeah.
Now, this triggered a 45-minute chase that sent the man racing across eastern Long Island. And despite law enforcement's efforts to stop him, the driver steered down a road, hurtling towards the water without hesitation. Police described the tense moment when the driver, unfazed and unyielding, crashed through an embankment, launching his vehicle airborne over the bluff and into the waters 100 feet below. Then a dramatic rescue unfolded as officers bravely dived into a 3 to 5 foot deep water in Long Island Sound to retrieve the driver, who miraculously emerged with only complaints of a little bit of pain, but he was okay. Man. Survey found that 90% of women do wedding planning on their company's time.
Wow.
So they don't do it at home in their free time. Excitement now is already building for the next total solar eclipse set to grace our skies, August 12, 2026. Now, North America will only get a partial glimpse, but dedicated eclipse chasers, as they call them,
yeah,
are gearing up for a trip overseas to witness the spectacular totality over Greenland, Iceland, Spain, Russia, and a bit of Portugal.
Yeah, very cold.
And this year, I think it's in August. It is in August. It is the 55th anniversary of Woodstock, formerly known as Woodstock Music and Art Fair. Now, the festival was held from August 15th to 18th in 1969 on Max Yeager's Dairy Farm in Bethel, New York. That is 40 miles southwest of the town of Woodstock.
Yeah. Why didn't they just call it Bethel?
Woodstock sounded better. No, that was better. I was there. It was a rockin' time. 460,000 attendees, 32 acts, and there was a lot of rain, but it was one of the largest music festivals in history and became synonymous with the counterculture of the 1960s. So, man, 55 years ago, Mom and Dad's big party. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Got our history lesson coming up. iNet Radio. Ah, yes. Love songs. Soft rock. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon here with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. Bill Clinton.
Cool, man, I'm here. Huh, what? It's not drugs. I'm just answering some texts here, you know?
And a boy named Sue running the equipment. All right, let's take a look at this date in history, 1775. On this date, two lanterns were hung in Boston. And Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott rode to warn of impending arrests of Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
What about the British are coming?
I think that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
1923 on this date, Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, opened.
Yeah, the original one. It's been rebuilt, though.
1991, Charlie Kovacs of Seymour, Victoria, Australia, set the world camper speed record.
What?
Camper speed?
Yeah, camper speed.
Campers, but rice and campers. Yeah. So he had the he has the world camper speed record. He got it in 1991 by towing his roadster camper at a speed of 126 miles an hour.
That thing come tearing apart.
I always wanted to see people like back in the 70s race Winnebagos, like from the top of the New Jersey Turnpike to the bottom, see who got there faster. You know, just they wouldn't be custom or anything, but whoever whoever smashed the other one apart won.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting event.
Yeah.
1999, on this date, hockey player Wayne Gretzky's number 99 was retired league-wide in the NHL.
Yeah. Makes sense.
2001, on this date, a San Francisco man was arrested for a string of bank robberies after he dropped a receipt with his name on it at one bank and left his resume at another. Police said the 37-year-old bandit was intoxicated during the robberies.
Well, yeah. Surprise, surprise.
2003, on his date, Scott Peterson was arrested in San Diego on the death of his wife, Lacey, who was 8 months pregnant when she vanished on Christmas Eve. Instead of just breaking up with her, he decided to kill her.
Yeah. He's in the clank.
2009, on this date, Washington and Lee University in Virginia saw a missing library book returned to its shelves.
Wow.
It was returned by a friend of a soldier's descendant.
Wow.
Nearly 145 years after it was stolen by a Union soldier during the Civil War.
Wow. So that was out of the library for 145 years. I wonder what the late fees are.
No one said. 2012, on this date, TV legend Dick Clark passed away following a heart attack in Santa Monica, California. 2018, Black Panther was the first film shown at a commercial cinema in 35 years in Saudi Arabia as cinemas were reopened.
Yeah.
And on this date in 23, a year ago, Southwest Airlines grounded 800 planes, causing thousands of delays. A little bit of a scheduling issue there. Mickey Garten program from iNet Radio. Special events and birthdays coming up. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program.
Yeah.
Special events today. Adult Autism Awareness Day. Get to Know Your Customers Day. High Five Day. Transfer money into your daughter's account day.
Yeah. Brought up by somebody's daughter like mine.
Animal Crackers Day. Lineman Appreciation Day. Newspaper Columnist Day. Pet Owners Independence Day.
You need to be independent on pet, own a pet?
Apparently. And Pinata Day.
Yeah, Pinata Day.
We actually got a lot of birthdays here, believe it or not. Yeah. Got Rosie Huntington, Whitley, or Whitley. From Mad Max, Fury Road, 37. Tom Hughes from Victoria. And A Discovery of Witches, 38.
Yeah.
America Ferrera from Barbie and Superstores, 40. Kourtney Kardashian, 45.
Wow, didn't know that.
Melissa Joan Hart from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, 48 today.
Yeah.
Then we got David Tennant from Around the World in 80 Days, 53. Maria Bello from NCIS and A History of Violence, 57 today.
Yeah.
Eric McCormick from Will and Grace, 61. Conan O'Brien,
yeah.
61. Jane Leaves from The Princess Bride, 63. Eric Roberts from Runaway Train, also known as the brother of Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Well, he was popular before she was. Remember, like, Star 80 and all that? Yeah,
he was a big deal back in around 1980.
Yeah.
He's 68.
Yeah.
James Woods, the actor. He's won Primetime Emmy Awards before. And he's 77. And Cindy Pickett, the mom from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 77 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program. A Nestle program. Nestle food company?
Yeah.
They launched a program in 2019 to seek ideas for new products from their employees. Apparently, that's been a huge success.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's kind of cool. Maybe they ought to do that at the White House.
6,000 ideas from 20,000 employees resulted in 46 initiatives that have added roughly $200 million in revenue to the company over the course of the period.
Yeah.
Some of those include a spicy version of Stouffer's mac and cheese, as well as Outshine smoothie cubes.
Right. So there you have it. There you have it.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. An Oregon homeowner called 911 to report that a stranger was in the bathroom.
Oh, pooping or something.
And that the person had the bathroom door locked.
Oh, boy.
Now, the homeowner said they could see shadows moving under the door. Now, within minutes, several deputies surrounded the home. They could hear a rustling noise coming from the bathroom. After calling to the suspect several times over a loudspeaker, deputies went into the bathroom with their guns drawn.
Yeah.
Inside, they found a Roomba robot vacuum crashing into the wall and bouncing around the floor. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More wacky but true coming up for you. Mickey Gordon. More wacky but true from the Mickey Gordon program. Thank you for listening today. Mickey Gordon here, along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
The Professor Fetso Puny.
Hey, man, it's a ditty.
President Bill Clinton.
Oh, it's good. Hillary's at DEFCON 4 today. So, you know, watch out.
Boy named Sue runs the equipment. Ronald Emerson's our studio announcer. So, we have all that. When it comes to solar eclipse spectators, one Arkansas chicken named Gertrude stole the show.
You're talking about a chicken that witnessed the eclipse?
Yeah. Clad in her own mini pair of protective glasses, Gertrude witnessed the sun's disappearing act with her owner, Ted Findlay. A snapshot of the unique duo has gone viral. I guess you can Google this. Gertrude's enthusiasm for the celestial event was so palatable that she laid an egg during the eclipse.
Out he came.
So, 27-year-old Nashville man crashed his Ford Mustang into a metal guardrail on an interstate.
Oh, man.
Officers questioned Mitchell, whose full name is Mitchell Carter, about the incident, and he said that he drove to the wrong spot. Now, when they asked him to clarify, he told them he did not remember.
Yeah.
Officers smelled alcohol emitting from Carter's body as he admitted to drinking a medium amount of whiskey.
What's that?
About half the bottle. After leaving the hospital, Carter was taken into custody for driving under the influence. And finally, a guy in Australia was working in his yard when a snake bit him on the finger. So he killed the snake with a shovel. Called an ambulance, went to the fridge, grabbed a beer, then sat down and waited. He lived. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We appreciate it. You be good. Catch you tomorrow. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fetsu Puna, President Bill Clinton, a boy named Sue, and many more. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024 Internetwork, iNet Radio.